Ladies and gentlemen, it is finally happening. Trump and his administration are now making the right moves. They're course correcting. I'll explain it right now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, if you notice when you're watching national news and all the big podcasts, they have all these former CIA section chiefs who have good records, not involved in any of the bad stuff that some of the elements of the CIA do. It's all compartmentalized the way it's designed. Coming out, and then you have Jesse Waters and all these, you know, famous Navy SEALs that have top shows on Newsmax coming out and saying there's elements of the CIA preparing a coup against Trump. Now, they've all known this. Of course, I'm the first person to talk about it and to sit here like a papagano, a parrot, and alert, alert, alert. Globalist forces in the base. Alert, alert, danger, danger, alert, alert. And finally, it's an explosion of it all over the place. And the White House is listening to what I've told them behind the scenes and what I've said publicly over and over again. And I've apologized to regular listeners saying, I know you've already heard this 500 times in the last 2 months and, you know, 1,000 times the last year, because we've got to get the administration to explain they're the underdog and that they're still overwhelmed by the globalists, which they are. We got a bigger beachhead than 8 years ago. And then people will understand why he can't get a lot of stuff done he wants. Trump's swinging for the fences, folks. And he can't make deals with the old CIA, still run by Brennan. All these surrogates that came out, just like I told you, that Brennan put these senators and congresspeople, a bunch of them former CIA, not just one of them. And it's that son of a bitch. It's not even nice. That's mean to call him a son of a bitch. There's nothing wrong, you know, if your mama didn't have a husband when she had you. That cockroach. Well, that's too mean to cockroaches. That demon. And you see the power of the courts they pretty much control, I'd say 80% of, with Comey and Letitia James, who are so arrogant because they are the establishment. But we're in the fourth turning, a revolution against the establishment. All over the world, establishments are gone. And Mark Mitchell told Trump, I told Trump, you better keep being the underdog, sir. He thinks projecting confidence and saying we've won, everything is great, is good. It's good to get foreign investment here. When Trump peacocks around to the world leaders and gets, you know, $20 trillion investment, yeah, no, it's good for that. But just the optics of you strutting around with kings and queens and, you know, festooning the White House with gold is not the rebel in the rebel in the trenches. Because make no mistake, that's what you are. That's who we are. People say, Jones is a sellout. Sellout to what? All I get is lawsuits, attacks, the globals trying to put me in prison. I'm the damn underdog. I owe $1.5 billion fake dollars from a kangaroo court. And people, armchair quarterbacks, or people that never even say what their name is online, sit there and snipe. And now we're learning most of them are bots from foreign countries that pose as Americans and run around and say, Alex Jones is a Fed. Alex Jones, he's not real. Because those are bots working for the establishment saying, oh, the original rebel Paul Revere of the modern age with the battle scars and the bona fides that are 100% on record, pure Americana, isn't real. So it destroys your confidence that nobody's good. We're all doomed. No, we're not doomed. But we have to admit we're under attack. We have to mobilize. We have to move forward. I'm going to get into all of it straight ahead. This is a big deal. Recognizing we're under attack is the beginning of winning the war.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip, get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment, like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it, or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe, and then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Lord, I'm tired from all this stressing. Too weak to count my blessings. Ain't got time for window dressing. Just trying to keep my soul intact. I've been running hard, feet on fire. Dreams and duty tangled in. My strength starts slipping away. I still hear your voice say, don't grow weary in well-doing. Get those problems off your chest. Cast your cares on my shoulders. And I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. These bills don't pay themselves. And my prayers pile up on the shelf.
Massive transmission lined up for you today. Absolutely critical on so many fronts. We've been on Trump's ass a lot to get him to course correct, and we're starting to see that in some really important key places that no one has reported on yet. Oh, we're going to report on the reporting, but what does that reporting mean? This is key. Trump has to actually expose what the deep state is and the CIA at the heart of it and the stay-behind networks, political sleeper cell systems, and what funded it and how they paid the money forward in the last year of the Biden administration and hundreds of billions in the last 76 days when President Trump was president-elect. He has to directly come out and not just talk about deep state. He has to explain what it is and explain these different psyops and lies being put up by the corporate media and by members of Congress and trying to create a mutiny in the military is part of the ongoing treason and the seditious conspiracy. Not, oh, these six members of Congress came out and said military, you know, don't follow illegal orders and then imply Trump is giving illegal orders. That in and of itself is not seditious conspiracy. So if you argue and debate within the context of that short brainwashing ad, no. It is the Podesta plan. It is the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act. It is the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. It is the ongoing coup of the Obama-Clinton consortium with Brennan in command. John Brennan. He's bragged that he's in charge of it. At intelligence alumni meetings on C-SPAN, they've all gone out and said, oh, the CIA is going to kill Trump. Remember that? Mud of the CIA? To look confident in front of their minions. But now in their new ads, they're don't abandon ships. Stay on the ship. We're going to win still. Don't follow his orders with what's coming up. They're getting you ready. For their next move so that when they try the coup, people will hesitate and believe that what they're doing is lawful and that Trump is the tyrant. And so you can't just give vague statements about this is treason. You can get hung for that. You have to then explain the case. So I've been telling Trump this. General Flynn's been telling him this. Roger Stone's been telling him this. And others. Mark Mitchell, who was summoned to the White House last week after the show, from the show they watched. And it's good. The White House is watching. And I'm getting really good information out of the people that are there. As you'll see today, I told you last week that Trump's task force on election fraud is about to bring forward massive evidence of China secretly creating the guts of the electronic voting machines for several of the biggest companies, the usual suspects, fencing it through Taiwan and then into Venezuela to the U.S. And now that's being announced today that they're preparing to release the findings. Just a little example. But that we're getting really good information. But it's not one way they're giving me information. It's two way. And so a lot of people in the White House are course correcting. And there's been a lot of attacks on Susie Wiles. I've said, I don't know if she's good or if she's bad. But I know that the election integrity stuff is very serious. And they were serious. They went out and found it and got it. Not just on the voting machines, but on the mail-in ballots and illegals and dead people voting and redistricting. So you see Trump's on the offense there. And I was told by people there that's her, who are good people. And they, so it's not about a popularity contest. I just want to be careful that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, because now there is major heat on her, and maybe she should go. That's Trump's decision, but they're talking about her leaving in the new year. Are we being manipulated to put heat on people that are actually good to drive them out? Now, the behavior of Kash Patel and folks, it looks bad, but I'm going to continue to hope they course correct. But let me just stop there before I get into the meat and potatoes of this. Let me just stop there, and I'm going to restart at the beginning of this with a summation, because I tend to get into little factoids instead of getting to the actual preface and then the proof and then the conclusion. I kind of do things backwards. I do it backwards first, and then I do it the right way next. You know, just how my brain operates. But just something I'm going to get to later. We got some big guests on the broadcast that I'll tell you about in a moment. Did you hear that amazing black gospel style song? Most AI gives me a headache, visual or audio. You can tell a human didn't make it. There's something wrong with it. But that's the AI of 2 months ago. So I saw the headline on Drudge, AI Christian singer tops the chart, stirs ethical debate. It's Solomon Ray, and it uses a black guy, young, handsome black man, as from the South, as the image of the AI. The AI did all of this. Created his name, created him, created the songs, and I went and listened to most of one album this morning. I've been up since 4 a.m. And it's every song is incredible. In my taste. And it says the AI went out and scammed what everybody likes, what everybody wants for Christmas and came up with this. And I'm sitting there with my mouth hanging open. I mean, this is so dangerous. If you think about the long-term ramifications. So later in the show, I'll do the deeper dive on it. But here's just one tidbit. Not a tidbit, it's the key. It does this by scraping all of what you love, what we like, what Americans being targeted, you know, for what would the ultimate Christmas music be? I mean, almost every song on there is at the top of the charts. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. And this is AI. It knows what we want, just like Elon Musk has been pointing out. And then it scrapes everything in our collective unconscious and conscious. And all the great singers and all the great music, just like some of those Rolling Stones songs where you hear black gospel singer women in the background doing the background music, and it's just so powerful to have that soul music in Gimme Shelter. But those are real black women on stage singing. This has gone out and scraped all the greatest singers, all the greatest people, blended it all up in the ultimate plagiarism by copying, but with an algorithm being able to integrate all of what we love the best and then giving it to us on a silver platter. But what if we didn't exist? How would it have all of this? See, it's like looking into the pool like narcissists and falling in love with yourself and falling in and drowning. And that's what it is. Fall into the pool of AI. And then when everything's become AI, it kills innovation because humans don't have to innovate anymore. Because we're so in love with how it presents the most popular attributes of us to ourselves. And then it creates a feedback loop. And it's also being designed to replace us. So we are the boot up system for this new thing that makes us obsolete and gets rid of us. And really, the AI is just one aspect of it showing us all this beauty and all this power and all this instant gratification. But that's just one aspect of it, the bobble. Oh, it can make movies, it can make great music, it can do all this, but really it tracks and controls and takes over farming and manufacturing and everything and construction, and we're done. So the way it's being deployed, I don't agree with Musk that it's going to make us all wealthy and empower humanity. Now his argument is horses became obsolete by the 30s for industry and work. We have more horses in the world than we never had before. Now they live in beautiful barns and are like pets of the family, and they're vestigial, but they're actually doing better than they ever did. You can argue, you know, dogs 100,000 years ago were all wolves, and then they got domesticated for attributes of, you know, following orders and being sweet and being manipulative and pretending like they're babies, but it's still a wolf sitting right there manipulating him. Just a very social creature. You can argue, you know, canines are more plentiful than they've ever been being domesticated. And so maybe the AI keeps us around like a pet or a potted plant. Well, we're a bug. Maybe it doesn't step on us. But it's fueled by us. See, I said I'd do the deep dive later. I'm kind of already doing it, aren't I? I'll get into it later. Then we'll sandwich those two together and put that out on X and Rumble and everywhere else. But I got to tell you that other AI music has made me nauseous. It just, you can tell it's not real. You can tell it's not human. But folks said, don't worry, it's going to get better. Well, it's arrived with this. I cannot tell. You know, usually the AI is just a little too smooth. The problem is those black gospel singers are just too smooth. But AI made the whole thing. The name, the music, the concept, the lyrics. And you listen to these lyrics, it's all empower humanity, God, everything else. And I guess maybe Hollywood won't give us what we want. It wants to feed us Satanism. But notice, I'm sure they'll rush in and block AI from giving us stuff. AI could empower us, actually, like Elon says, because we subconsciously want to love Jesus and stand up and be strong and be empowered and go through the struggle. And, I mean, you listen to it. And, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But that's if they don't go in. Every time AI does good, they go in, the big companies, and program it. Elon hadn't done this, but others do. In fact, look up. I couldn't find it in the article what AI they use for this and the company that did it. So I am impressed. I mean, I want to go listen to it right now. So, but what are you going to do when it's so good, all of it's so good, that a new band comes out that's a fusion of all, you know, the best hard rock or whatever? I mean, it's fusing Lynyrd Skynyrd with Metallica. And you can't, and I mean, it's just, it's something else. All right, let me stop. Stop. A lot of you have heard me talk about the globalist factions and the bureaucracy and how it operates and what it does. But today, a lot of planets align politically, culturally. And so when we come back, still a long time to break, I want to go through the new information, and then I want to tie it into the substrata of what these analysts, high-level CIA and others, are saying. And you'll say, well, wait, the CIA is bad, but then now we have all these CIA guys coming out. That's the story. Is they're blowing it up. And they explain that because they brought in all these foreigners and people that, if you think the West has been corrupt, these other countries have absolutely bribery, corruption, everything is just absolutely the mainstay. Things collapse. And that the U.S. will collapse imminently on the trajectory. And they're warning the left and the globalists that that collapse will bring them down too. You might have heard that a few times from somebody named Alex Jones. But the point is, this is all just common sense. But that's the sales job to the establishment to stop it. And a lot of them will listen. Some of them haven't actually thought about it. They just think one-dimensionally about their industry robbing and stealing. You can get them to think multi-dimension, second, third, fourth order consequence. But just as important that regardless, the globalist faction in the CIA that's still dominant is preparing a multifaceted, multi-plan options for a coup against Trump and the American people and MAGA afterwards to re-educate us and purge us and knock us down and burn us down and take us out and demolish us and carry out a demolition. Those are all words they've used on CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, The Atlantic, you name it, about, no, it's not just Trump. Once we've gotten him, we think he's good or bad, folks. They think he's bad for them. Good for us. We're going to get everybody that produced the platform to him be able to do this. Print that for me. Breaking: FBI scheduling interviews with six lawmakers who encourage military members to refuse illegal orders. There's the report below it. Print it for me. Now, I told you that's coming, but here's the key. You know the FBI is throwing the case if they only investigate them over the video they did that's perfectly done to imply Trump's breaking the law, imply he's a tyrant with authority. You've got to do something. You've got to stand up, putting it in their minds to say that Trump is giving illegal orders, and then lay the groundwork for when they make their next move, they can cut Trump off at the knees using the military against him, which has been their plan. But it's the compendium of who gave them the orders, who produced that, what the meetings were about it, what the intent was about. And then we know the intent from Obama and Brennan and the whole train of the Podesta plan. So what you indict, not them, but their bosses for, is the Podesta plan. That is a criminal, treasonous blueprint for where we are now. And then they just read them in. Trump, did you see the video? And that was actually, we covered it first. People saw us first cover it, and it blew up the next day. The White House is like, look at this, sir. He said this. Blah, blah. Well, they look like treasonous traitors to me. And Trump knows enough about his authority in the Constitution, which is great, but we kind of started at the end. We need to go back and explain. Here's the fangs of the snake right now, but let's look at the history of this sucker. And then there's all the proof and all the coups and all the manipulation and all the attempts to overthrow the country. So we've got their ass. And here's the deal. You explain they control 80% of the courts. You explain they're dug in and what their plans are for you for austerity and control and racial division and transgender pedo garbage and that they're the bad guys. Keep reminding people, we got a major beachhead. We've turned the tide. We're winning the war, but we ain't won yet. Because if you're in a football game in the NFL or high school or anywhere, and you're in the fourth quarter and you're 3 points ahead and the fourth quarter just started, any football coach will tell you, right before the fourth quarter, you know, starts in that 1 minute break, if the coach said, hey guys, we've won, let's just relax and take it easy, you're going to lose. You got to go in there like you're fighting for your life. So false flag alert, CIA sources say Democrat sedition video part of a larger operation to stabilize Trump admin from within had an impending bad event blamed on POTUS. Where'd I hear that? And it's not like they're getting it from me. This is their business. They know that. I just studied their business and history. And I said, do your business by exposing how the rabbit and the hat trick works. You've got to preemptively expose their plan. That is beyond critical, obviously. And I know all of you are like, yes, we've heard it. Our ears are bleeding. But the point is, you got the word out, and we've now got the administration moving in the right direction. They were going in the right direction. They started getting steered off course. Even a little over time, you're going the opposite direction. And now, hear the foghorn turning the ship back. Yeah! Woo, baby! I felt a disturbance in the force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. All right, so I'm excited to tell you what we got coming up. I'm going to get to all the details of this, the videos, everything. Roger Stone's coming up and Robert Barnes to talk about all this and so much more. Believe me, you don't want to miss any of this transmission. Back in a good mood right now. But I had to run around like Yosemite Sam, stomping, yelling, shooting, screaming, kicking people up, down, upside the asses to get this going on. And I just can't believe it always goes back to us having to do all this. That's why they want us off the air. My God. But see, it's also scary for people that are actually patriots in the government that know all this to go ahead and start saying it. But they are. And the floodgates have gone. And all I can say in the New World Order is you're never going to win in the end. You need to give up, scum, because we're going to get you. We don't want. I don't want political power. I don't want a bunch of money. I don't want to be in D.C. I don't want to be fancy pantsing around. I want the political oppression of globalist, leftist, anti-human, satanic garbage off my back, off my children's back. I want your Islamic invasion to stop. I want all the Hollywood brainwashing and trying to wreck society and all these leftist judges letting hardened criminals out to murder, kill, and steal, which I've got incredible examples of today. They are at war with us. We want Soros and his plan to destroy the country's AI tech hell. We don't want to live in a nightmare hellscape. Isn't it simple? And we will fight you forever, and now you're identified, and so it doesn't matter how long you go or what you do or what you pull. In the end, you will lose. The only question is how much wreckage and death and destruction will you cause? But I promise you this. You keep down this path, and some of you won't give up, but the majority are starting, and that's good. Don't give up the ship. Come on, we see you. But I'd rather all of us not be beaten upside the head with a stick. But they're the ones doing it. They're the ones that won't stop. Arrogant. Comey was so arrogant yesterday. Just look in his eyes and that face. These people are delusional. Woo, you just don't understand history and cycles, Dumbo. We'll be right back. Stay with me. My fellow Info Warriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction. They're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this, we'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people are like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money, they want us off the air. So I'm not gonna give up, I'm gonna go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came out with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. Sodium for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer. And men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate?
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Just like the wind bring dove, sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, dead ooh. Just like the wind bring dove, sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, dead ooh. We're in the family, there was no one left standing in the hall.
This is so important, and it's positive. And it ties into a lot of other positive developments. We've been critical of Trump when we believe the course has been changed in a bad direction. Yes, the corporate media has tried to pile on to a lot of disaffected people that want instant gratification on the economy and things, and they have legitimate things they're raising. But MAGA's not dead. It's far from it. If Trump does a couple of simple moves in his actions and in his messaging. Because in actions, overall, he's getting more done on more subjects than I thought he could. But if you don't take down the deep state, all of it's for naught, because they'll be able to get back in power. So here's what's going on. The CIA was set up in 1947 under the National Security Act and allowed to basically operate in secret, and you know the rest of the story. 16 other intelligence agencies got set up. Previous to that, there was just different military intelligence groups. And obviously, any time in history you set up these intelligence groups, even other countries, they amass power, they amass control, they merge with corporations, they take over. And so by the very nature of having agencies to counter other governments' agencies, intelligence agencies that will come take you over if you don't have agencies to counter them. So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. But from the beginning, giving it basically above the law, license to kill, 007 powers, in many cases, is a recipe for destruction. And we had Kennedy come out before that, Truman, saying we should never create the CIA. But now that the country has been so infiltrated by foreign interests and really won't exist soon, according to my analysis and everybody else that knows what they're talking about, there's a moment of truth here, and you have to get Trump and his surrogates to come out and explain that it wasn't just Obama and Brennan, but the CIA using USAID and the other slush funds, Department of Energy, EPA, all that to engage in massive election fraud, massive persecution, massive censorship, debanking, funding of foreign governments, bringing in foreign intelligence agencies to gang up on the American people and Trump and his supporters. And that there's a battle inside the agencies now to go with Trump's pro-America plan or continue the sellout and the Great Reset. And it's been appearing in the last 10, 11 months. It took him months to get his new people in, that overall the swamp has been able to compromise people and slow things down, other than like Tulsi Gabbard and a few others. And that's why you see them under perpetual attack. So there's a civil war within the government. And when I say that, everybody goes, well, of course there is. That's what this is. Well, that's why removing Elon, and now they admit DOGE is completely disbanded. They were making too big of cuts. They were cutting stuff from the Democrats and Republican slush funds. And though the Republicans are usually about 10% of the scamming, that's what DOGE found. I predicted they would find that. Still, it's top Republicans in key positions whose wives and husbands and families are on the payroll through the CIA, through the NGOs, that they were able to run Elon out. And that was an unmitigated disaster. So here we are 6-7 months later, trying to course correct, not just there, but on so many fronts. So using a case point example here as a window into this, last week you have these U.S. senators, House members, former CIA operatives, not just one of them, I can tell you that. Three of them. And you know the CIA wrote the script. You know it's an operation. They didn't even read them in on the operation because they get asked and don't even have a follow-up to explain. That's how that works. It's compartmentalized. And now it's blown up in their face because it's illustrating, you know, the fact that they keep saying Trump's doing all this illegal stuff with ICE and the National Guard, and it's all been ruled to be totally legal. And so now everybody's asking, well, why are you doing that? Well, it's obvious that they're planning a false flag or false flags or events. And I've said there are a lot of good former CIA people and others in defense intelligence, and we've had them on, like General Flynn and Ivan Raiklin and many others, that you better get the Trump surrogates that are buying the chili, that are on our team, you better get them to start explaining that to the people of what we're dealing with. So it's not just, oh, he says they can't say, don't follow legal orders. No, that's not what they said when you break it down. And who told them to do that? And why are they doing it? And then we have public documents because they're so arrogant that it's a plan to undermine Trump and stage a coup. And they were so confident in it still. When he was president-elect, they were on CNN, MSNBC running their mouths about, oh, we got meetings at the Pentagon and CNN headlines about what to do when Trump gives illegal orders and how do they remove him. They're already teeing up the coup while he's president-elect. And I'm up here freaking out about it. And almost no Republicans or Trump people are even focused on that. And I said, this is the train. It's coming. You can hear it. I'm a couple miles away. Now it's right here up on us. And all the movies they produce promoting it, Civil War, one battle after the next. And here we are. And so instead of just arguing about this one-minute video, now you've got all these highly respected former CIA section chiefs and famous Navy SEALs that have popular shows. You think he's just up there as a popular talk show host on there? Yeah, no. You got Jesse Waters and everybody else that now have come out with a direct script. And Waters admits, I didn't write this. CIA people in the Trump administration, you know, gave it to me. And they're all saying the same thing. And here's the great part about the script. It's true. And if you listen to the script, you might have heard it a few times because it's my script. But I don't even need the people in the CIA to take my script because these are experts in that, the people that have gone public, in regime change, in these top operations. And so they just know what I'm saying is true. But they had to then get enough heat into the White House to understand how much trouble they're in to be green lit to give you classified information. And there's one guy that can authorize that, and his name's Donald Trump. I'm not giving you classified information. I've studied enough intelligence agencies and ours and history up one side and down the other that I am able to reverse engineer all of it. So I legally, every time they've sued me, the Democrats are like, who's ordering you? Who's giving you this information? Who's funding it? Come on. I reverse engineer. Then I go to the engineers and I say, this is what's going on. You better do something. Or when this goes down, you'll be held accountable. So this isn't about talking about how I know this stuff. It's about explaining to you the real world. So let's start getting to it. And I've got dozens of these clips. I'm not going to play them all. But the bottom line is, while the CIA and BlackRock and the globalists are busy dumbing down Americans and poisoning us and stealing and creating inflation and trying to create Clark and Pippen collapse, all the smart people in corporations and government intelligence agencies are like, listen, we're not corrupt like you, but you need to stop. All these foreign intelligence agencies have ate our lunch. You're only focused on stomping down the American people to the ground while all these big, powerful adversaries are defeating us. But the globalists have hired and trained all these people that hate America, and most of them aren't even sophisticated, aren't read in on what they're part of. So they believe in what they're doing like wind-up toys, and they're just going to continue to attack even if the globalists came out and told them to stop. They can't help it. Or it's the analogy of 27 years after World War II ended, the last Japanese soldier was found on an island. He was shooting at fishing boats that tried to, you know, come and dock and have a bonfire. And then finally he learned by somebody in Japanese, no, the emperor said surrender 27 years ago, and he did. Now, the globalists haven't surrendered yet, but if you track all this out, there's no way their plan works now. And most of them actually admit that and know that. But we're still fighting them so they don't wreck things too much while we try to promote a new system and have a debate about what that's going to be. And that's the future, and that's the real adult discussion. Because this stuff goes beyond, quote, good and evil for those that are evil and, you know, don't care about good and evil. Good and evil is obviously the key and is the highest level of it. But regardless, this is going to wreck things, and I'm done explaining that. So all the stuff you heard me talk about decades ago is now on Fox. It's now on Newsmax. It's now all over the big podcasts. It's everywhere. And suddenly you're seeing former CIA section chiefs, highly decorated, very respected, coming out explaining it all. And so, obviously, I've been told this. I've been saying we need you need to activate your people, Trump. You need to authorize this. You need to. This needs to be the course to explain we're in a damn domestic civil war already, and who the criminals are, so they don't kill a bunch of black people or illegal aliens and make that the reason there's a civil war. That's just the trigger cover point. You've got to get ahead of it and say who's behind it. Let me use an analogy everybody can get. Everybody's seen episode 3 of Star Wars, okay? Cheesy, but one of the best ones if you look at the actual script. And Palpatine's already the leader of the Senate by staging attacks on his home planet to play victim in the past. Then he stages an attack on the home world and on the capital with an outside trade federation. It's the Chinese. Literally, they talk in Chinese accents. Lucas later, you know, changed the old script he'd written in the 70s. He changed it about a year before they made the movie to update the real world. He said, no, it's 9/11's a false flag. And yeah, the Trade Federation is the Chinese. And, you know, this is how it all is. Imagine if the Jedi's had found out 6 months before or a month before Palpatine stages an attack on the home planet to become emperor because of the crisis. If they'd have known and could have exposed it, he wouldn't have gotten away with it. It's real simple. So we've got General Grievous about to stage the attack on Coruscant or whatever it's called. And we got their blueprints. And I'm like, hey, they're going to stage this. It's all built to that point. And obviously, if Trump's people come out and instead of just battling their fake narratives, cut right to the chase with this stuff, it's game over, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's start getting into it. Just play these back to back, and then I'll get these first three. Play Waters talking about it, and you notice this is precision when he says it, because this is exactly what's happening. And again, he said, who loaded my teleprompter? Good guys in the CIA. He tells you this is the plan, and it's 100% true. So this is the insiders telling you how to cow at the cabbage. You're going to hear it and go, I've heard this on your show word for word. There you go. All right, so next, I want to go to Newsmax, Carl Higbee, who I don't know this officially, but I can tell you he ain't just a talk show host. Let's leave it at that. I can tell you that he got authorization from the president for this, and his whole show was excellent. But I'm just going to play a short clip of it. And we might play Higbee's clip from the other day, too, where he explained what not following orders does when you're not sure they're illegal. Now they try to put them in prison over in Iraq. Get to find that clip, though. And then I'm going to go to the former CIA section chief exposing it as well. Here are the clips.
So I talked to two CIA officers who said that this is a part of a larger hoax. And what they're doing here is they're trying to condition the country to prepare for something bad that's about to happen at the hands of Donald Trump. It's straight out of the CIA playbook. It's a destabilization operation where you get people to mistrust each other. And you do this because she's an analyst. And as an analyst, she would make sure what propaganda operations were successful, which ones weren't. So she knows what works. So the first part of the video, you establish authority. I'm CIA. I'm military. You need to trust us. Second part of the video, they introduce the threat. And the threat's not foreign. The threat's domestic. The threat's Donald Trump. And then at the end, they introduce the solution. What's the solution? You resist. You say no. But they don't give an option. They say this is an obligation for you to do. Now, she is being run because she didn't come up with this herself. She's a Brennan acolyte, and you usually don't have congressmen and senators doing anything together. They kind of hate each other. So in order to organize this, this had to have had some sort of handler telling her what to do. And
oh, hit pause. I'll go back to that key. FBI scheduling interviews with the senator and others on the illegal orders, but they're already saying they're going to make it. And notice that's what Todd Blanche said. Oh, we're going to make it about their intent just of that ad. That ad's legal, but its intent is to do something illegal to undermine and create sedition and a mutiny in the military ahead of the event when they try to take out Trump, as you just heard from the good guys element of the CIA. You don't make it about that. You make it about the Podesta plan and Brennan and who ordered them to do this, then you have the conspiracy. Then you have dyed-in-the-wool, 200-proof coup d'etat. Treason. But this is how they play games with Trump. And I bet they'll probably even indict a senator or something, and then it'll be instantly thrown out because they're going to isolate it to the damn ad. But, oh, we're on air exposing how you smarty pants are doing that, aren't we? But that's why we've got to stay on air every step of the way to think of every angle of this. And it gives me a headache that I'm the one that has to do all this. I'm serious. Because I get exhausted, and I have to get on the phone. I have to yell at people, and I have to explain it to all these people, and I have to get it to the president. And this is front and center, okay? The deep state's more pissed off than ever. They want Trump out of there. Start waters over from the beginning. Start it over.
So I talked to two CIA officers who said that this is a part of a larger hoax, and what they're doing here is they're trying to condition the country to prepare for something bad that's about to happen at the hands of Donald Trump. It's straight out of the CIA playbook. It's a destabilization operation where you get people to mistrust each other. And you do this because she's an analyst. And as an analyst, she would make sure what propaganda operations were successful, which ones weren't. So she knows what works. So the first part of the video, you establish authority. I'm CIA. I'm military. You need to trust us. Second part of the video, they introduce the threat. And the threat's not foreign. The threat's domestic. The threat's Donald Trump. And then at the end, they introduce the solution. What's the solution? You resist. You say no. But they don't give an option. They say this is an obligation for you to do. Now, she is being run because she didn't come up with this herself. She's a Brennan acolyte, and you usually don't have congressmen and senators doing anything together. They kind of hate each other. So in order to organize this, this had to have had some sort of handler telling her what to do. And it was risky because nothing like this has ever been done in the history of the country. And you can even tell because the media was skeptical, and they couldn't answer the question, so they hadn't even been read in on the operation. You see them fumbling and stumbling. And I'm glad that the U.S. military is now investigating this guy, Kelly, because this is what we expect from Donald Trump 2.0. You can't have the deep state interfering with a duly elected presidency and get away with it. You got to draw the line in the sand, and you have to make examples out of people.
Folks, that is one of the most important clips ever on Fox News. And I'm not saying that just as hype. Look at me. It's not just that they're exposing the exact battle plan and CIA destabilization secrets. It came from the CIA exposing the globalist elements of it, and Fox News is on board. And then I've got literally dozens of clips of other people saying the exact same script, and it's true. We have literally word for word what I have said, because I understand this. I study it. It's a methodology. All over the place. The globalists, I guarantee you that Brennan and Obama are literally having anxiety attacks right now. Because if you expose how the tricks work, it's over. Instead of always fighting the latest trick and fighting the latest lie, you just cut right to the chase who's behind it, go right to the head of the snake, and go boop. And you bring the Smith-Mundt Act back in, where it's a felony to do this stuff. Obama got it repealed in 2012. But they're so arrogant, they wrote blueprints of how they're doing it. And you heard what the CIA told him. We need to go. We know it's Brennan behind it. So we need to get them in there on that. Exactly. The crime was not the video. The crime was who told him to do it for what the intent is. And they've already written battle plans of what it is. Oh, thank you for that. Enjoy your Supermax prison. We're not going to turn you into a martyr. We're going to lock you in a concrete grave. And remember, I've been the underdog. I'm taking on the meanest, most evil people around right now as the underdog because I believe in you. Now you're starting to understand? And I just want people to realize the magnitude of where we are. Okay. I got literally a dozen more of these, and Roger Stone's coming on. I'll play them with him. It's just that this is so good. Good. And some listeners will say, wait a minute, Saturday you said you were done with Trump. And I didn't say I was done with Trump. I said I'm 2 inches away. If he lets Todd Blanche persecute the people at the DOJ and housing, Pulte, with their grand jury, and then notice they said, oh, fake news. That's because the investigation got shut down. And then Martin plays nice and says, oh, Todd Blanche is fine. And that's his tactic. He didn't tell me his tactic. I know the tactic from the people that trained him in it, okay? You think Ed Martin's getting his tactics from the Easter Bunny? He's getting, I'm not going to say, it ain't the CIA. Some of the other folks know how this stuff works. That's where I got it, okay? Well, I guess I got it from both, but the point is that that's where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. But I've been into this stuff since I was 10 years old, and that's why I know what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to go to break. We're in a total war for the future of this country. You are beyond insane if you don't support us. If you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest. It's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. But the point is, shouldn't do it anyway. So the point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Hour number two straight ahead. Share the live feeds. Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to theallyshowstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right, Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the week and a half before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit theallyshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app. or your desktop or phone, you get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.